Hello, everyone. This is Bob Zeta. My amateur radio call sign is N1BLF, November 1, Bravo Lima Foxtrot. I'll be reading for you today, Handy Ham World. That's Volume 72, Issue 1, for the winter of 2010. This recording is a production of the Courage Handy Ham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. It is for the use of eligible Handy Ham members only. Any other use may violate copyright laws. Handy Hams may be reached at area 763-520-0512 or at email address handyham@courage.org. The website www.handyham.org. Handy Ham World, helping people with disabilities get on the air since 1967. Handy Ham System on the move. Changes in HQ location, radio camp are being extended years. Authored by Patrick Tice, called WA0TDA. The Handy Ham headquarters station, W0ZSW, and offices have moved to Camp Courage. Most of the move has been completed, and now we begin the process of getting things organized. Most of our contact information remains the same. The HandyHam.org website will be maintained and we'll have the latest news. Thursday, October 15, was the official moving day. But as everyone who has ever moved an office or household knows, the movers get the boxes and furniture off the truck and into the new space, and then they leave. And there you are, with the feeling that the real work is about to begin. Besides, the move was really multi-part, since we also had file cabinets and shop tools to move separately, which extended the move into November. And so it is. You have to get things situated, and with a ham station, that means you have to plan for antennas and power. Fortunately, we already had a station and antenna in place at Camp Courage, and even though it is really not up to the standards we would like, it is a functional installation. When I arrived to meet the movers, I determined that the station would stay in its current location near some windows with good lighting and proximity to antenna cabling and power outlets. The antenna is a gap vertical, G-A-P, gap vertical, and the station transceiver already in place was an old Canva TS-430. I quickly decided that a rig without a built-in voice module for our blind users was simply not acceptable. I unpacked and installed a Canva TS-570-SAT and a Canva power supply in short order and situated it on the desktop immediately to the right of our station cabinet, one that is similar to those at Courage St. Croix and Courage North. The TS-570-SAT tuned the gap vertical immediately on 75 meters, which was quite a relief. After all, it was raining and around 45 degrees outside, and I didn't feel like stringing up another antenna. Now, before I continue with Pat's commentary, there are several illustrations. The first one shows the DAISY Book Production Station, which can produce accessible books for our members who cannot read regular print. Looks like a very sophisticated setup that's been put there. A second illustration shows ham members who have used our stations at Courage North and Courage Center St. Croix will recognize this operating cabinet, built especially to both store equipment and provide fast access to a working station. It is part of our new station at Camp Courage and one of three identical cabinets. Now, for the listener looking at the picture, the cabinet is rather small, but it's completely enclosed and it has a lid that comes down, somewhat like a little steady desk at home. Looks very sturdy and very workable, and the equipment is all stored inside of it, and the lid can close to protect it as well. Now, the third illustration on the front page of Handy Ham World for winter 2010 shows the Handy Ham member rig. The Handy Ham remote base station at Courage North is available 24/7 via the internet. It shows behind the picture of the rig itself a screen from the internet website. Now back to Pat's commentary. My first contact from W0ZSW at Camp Courage was with Lyle Kohler, K0LR, who was net control for the popular regional net called PicoNet. That's spelled P-I-C-O-N-E-T, PicoNet. The net meets mornings and afternoons on 3.925 megahertz and has a long history of collaboration with the Handy Ham system. Well, you may recall, as our volunteer engineer in charge of the remote base station at Carriage North, Lyle might have been just a little generous in reporting an S9 signal from W0CSW, but at least we were able to get out on the gap, so the station is usable. And of course, another significant thing about the station north is that it can be used anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by those who do not have room for antennas, cannot put them up. It's not a problem. There is no VHF, UHF antenna at Camp Carriage, so that is definitely something that needs work. Our location at the Camp Carriage Reception Center is a good one because there is already a TV antenna mast on the building, and we could probably get an antenna on that mast without too much trouble. In the meantime, I was able to check into the Daily Echo Link net using a computer. Since Camp Carriage is located about 40 miles west of the Twin Cities, the VHF slant UHF situation is completely different than it was for us in the metro area. There is also a working tri-bander for 20, 15, and 10 meters on a 50-foot tower. The rotor and coax leads are terminated in a different but nearby building. This means that the second station can easily be set up in that second building during radio camp, and it would likely not interfere with operations on the main station in the headquarters office, which could then concentrate on 160 through 40-meter operation using a wire antenna. Although the gap vertical does tune 75 through 10, it is not adequate for regional net operation, where higher-angle radiation is required. To remedy that problem, I would like to look at a wire antenna, something like a center-fed ZEP, around 250 feet long, to really grab those 160-meter signals. Ideally, we will be able to install a second remote base station for our members at this location, and it will add the top band of 160 meters to the frequencies our members can operate. Pictured at the very top of page 2, is a view of the entrance to the new Handy Ham headquarters. The large double doors are right at ground level for easy wheelchair access. The windows let in plenty of natural light, and the woodland setting is not only sylvan and restful, but it's also RF quiet. A gap antenna is visible at left. Could a 2-meter beam replace that old TV antenna on the roof? Geez, folks, I'm just wondering. Maybe Pat is wishing for Santa Claus to come up with a 2-meter beam for the Dear Carriage Handy Ham system, or that ZEP that runs 250 feet, huh? We can dream, can't we now? Several years ago, when the HVAC system was updated at Carriage Center, banks of SCR fan motor controllers were installed to make the heating and air conditioning systems more energy efficient. If the load was light, the AC frequency was ferried downward by these controllers. If the load increased, the AC frequency increased. There is an energy savings, but the RFI generated by the system produced noise at S9 plus 20 dB levels on the HF bands. We had to resort to porting the receiver signal in from remote receivers at Carriage North or the K0LR station, both of which are located hundreds of miles north of the Twin Cities in quiet RF areas. Although this worked for some types of operation, it is hardly desirable or practical for working DX or quickly answering a CQ. The new location is very quiet. It will be a huge relief to operate without having to deal with all of that interference. We hope to hear you on the air soon. There's also a picture included here. It gives us a view of the new HQ station. It shows the spacious ham shack with double doors for easy access by our members who use wheelchairs. There is no need for a ramp, as we are at ground level. Also pictured is Pat, WA0TDA, Handy Ham Manager. He teaches online with audio lectures designed for blind users. There is a plea for help. Please help us by supporting this work. Call toll-free 1-866-426-3442. There's also a picture in remembrance of Ned Carman. Ned was the Handy Ham founder. His call was W0ZSW. He's now Silent Key. He understood how amateur radio enriched the lives of our members with disabilities. Your support makes it possible. Also pictured, the TS-570 and TMV-7A have voice modules to make them accessible for blind operators. We also have here a HandyHim Net update for the winter 2009/2010. The popular HandyHim EchoLink Net has followed the time change back to United States Central Standard Time. We have heard from many net participants, and the consensus is that keeping the net true to local USA time is the best way to go. The net will continue to meet Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time. That means the time shifts 1 hour by Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. Minnesota local time, Monday through Saturday, 1100, that's 11 o'clock a.m., or GMT, 1700 hours. Frequency, 145.450. Station N0BVE, repeater system. That's the Twin Cities repeater. Internet, EchoLink node number 89680. Midweek evening net on the same frequencies and EchoLink nodes. Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Time or 01:30 Thursdays, Greenwich Mean Time. Join us for a fun, informal net. You need not be a HandyHim member. All are welcome. We continue our reading on page 3. Radio Camp, it's the experience of a lifetime. HandyHim members build operating skills in a fun environment. A beautiful picture here of the inside of one of three spacious new Radio Camp cabins at Camp Courage. Each cabin has a big screened-in porch, too. Pictured also, Tom Fogarty, call KB0FWQ, accepting the 2009 Safety Award from Courage Center Risk Manager Arthur Cordes. Camp Courage is recognized for its excellent safety record. Also showing, classrooms are right in the cabins, and there is plenty of space and natural light. Knotty pine woodwork adds that woodland touch. And we are always thankful and grateful for our kind donors and volunteers who help us make all of these facilities and equipment available to those in need. HandyHim members study at home, too. Quoting, I could never understand math formulas or algebra or anything like that, but the way that you explained it, it was easy to understand. Another, much moved, never before had such outreach on joining an organization. Yet another, I love your audio lectures and must say they are very well done. I have already gotten my money's worth out of my $10 membership, and it's only been 2 days. Just wanted to let you know that I passed a technician test today. I want to thank you for all the nice lectures, and I'm looking forward to hearing you in the general class. And yet one more. You are doing a fine job with HandyHams. I treasure my time spent with such a fine organization. Now, if these personal commentaries and recommendations mean anything to you, we'd love to have you give us a call to support our work and our efforts. You can call toll-free to 1-866-426-3442. That's 1-866-426-3442, toll-free. Here's the Radio Camp schedule for 2010. May 21 through 28, 2010. Join us in May for another Minnesota Radio Camp at Camp Courage in southern Minnesota's vacation lake country. To make a reservation or have any questions about the Radio Camp for May, call Nancy. You can reach Nancy in the office at 1-866-426-3442. Of course, again, toll free. HandyHim Radio Camp is a week of fun and learning, a time to make friends while learning the latest in communications technology. All in a setting that is accessible, comfortable, and safe. There are classes in technician, general, and extra licensing, as well as operating skills for those who already have their ham radio licenses. Everyone will have time for on-the-air fun, including operation from our pontoon boats. Call her right now for an application. Again, you could call Nancy, 1-866-426-3442. Now, for the listener, there are several more pictures to comment to. The first one shows goodbye to Courage North. Radio Campus posed for our final group photo last August before the big move to Camp Courage. And we also have a photo showing Chris, called KG0BP, and Ken, KB3LLA, discussing the Handy Ham Radio Club during a break at Radio Camp. The Handy Ham system was nominated for the 2009 ARC of Minnesota Boggs Mitchell Inclusive Recreation Program Award. The ARC of Minnesota advocates for and supports people with intellectual and other development disabilities and their families as they choose how they live, learn, and play. ARC is different from other organizations in that it is concerned with the total life of the individual from birth to death, and with all services or needs an individual and his or her family may have. You can find out more about the ARC of Minnesota at the following website, lowercase, www.arcmn.org. The certificate for the nomination for 2009 of the ARC of Minnesota Award is, of course, for the Courage Handy Ham System, and it is shown on the page 3. One further bit of commentary, learn from the master. The Kenwood TS-480 is a very disability-friendly radio, but because it has a lot of features, it can be a challenge for a blind operator to learn. Why not listen in as Joe, call N3AIN, teaches you the radio in a series of audio lectures. These lectures for the TS-430 tutorials by N3AIN are on the Handy Ham website, http://handyham.org/manuals/Kenwood/TS-480/. Again, that's handyham.org/manuals/Kenwood/TS-480/. Page 4 here, which is really the front page and the back page folded in this newsletter. Courage Center. Courage Center Handy Ham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. Making contacts, making friends, since 1967, 43 years, in the year 2010. Again, that website, www.handyham.org. This newsletter is available online in text and streaming audio formats. Also, a reminder, if you have a new email address, let us know about it. You know, many times the emails do change, especially with the contestation of for business of Verizon and Comcast and all the other internet providers vying for your business. So it's important to continue to update your email address to the Courage system so that we can continue to provide you with not only the weekly newsletter, which is great on a Wednesday, but also information such as this. A plea to please donate to help support the work of staff, volunteers, and members of the Handy Ham system. Just use the easy enclosed giving envelope if you've received it in the mail. And we again thank you very, very much. Pictured is KC0YFV and N0CIC reeling in a wire antenna after radio camp last year. A final commentary, it's not always easy in the nonprofit world. Please give what you can, as we need you to keep the Handy Ham program strong. We really need your help this year, more than ever. As you undoubtedly have read in the news, philanthropy is down considerably from years past due to the current economic conditions, and no relief is on the horizon. Courage Center is being forced by these circumstances to concentrate more of its remaining philanthropy on core services. This means that programs such as ours are being funded less by Courage. We have cut staff hours and cut costs everywhere we can, but we need to build our Handy Ham Endowment Fund and cover current costs to keep operating. The Endowment Fund helps keep our Handy Ham budget independent of the overall Courage Center budget. When you put the Handy Ham program in your estate plans or donate to build the endowment, you help make our services more secure far into the future. Please consider putting us in your estate plans. Be sure the designee in your estate plan is Handy Hams, H-A-N-D-I-H-A-M-S. If you are giving to our program, please designate your gifts to Handy Hams so that the Handy Ham program will be the recipient. The enclosed envelope with this mailing is included for your convenience in supporting the Handy Ham system with your gifts. If you wish to renew your membership or order study materials, please call 1-866-426-3442, toll free, or email lowercase hamradio@couragecenter.org. I'll spell that out for you. hamradio@couragecenter.org. hamradio@couragecenter.org. Well, thank you very much for listening, folks. Dear reader, my name is Bob Zeta. Call N1BLF, November 1, Bravo Lima Foxtrot. We've been reading Handy Ham World, Winter 2010. Thanks for listening. Have a great holiday season. Look forward to a wonderful 2010. And thank you so much for your interest and support of the Courage Handy Ham System. 73 N1BLF.